with Martin Bester.
Ook is een speler in die gang. Bietjie rugby gaan die naweek. Ons gaan nie daar praat nou nie. But the Olympic speler, I mean our swimmer Tatiana Schumacher doing so well. We caught up with her on the show last year, representing Tux, of course. Asked her, you know, how she felt about the postponement. Because if you think about it, I mean, they plan it very finely, don't they? They peak just at the right time, and then they come along, and then of course the pandemic comes along, and they had to move the entire games a year later. But she's a champ, isn't she?
Oh, Martin, obviously, it's not the nicest feeling. I mean, it is like been a childhood dream for me to be part of the Olympics. You know, you work for 15 years finally to get this year, 2020. So it is not the nicest feeling, but I mean, in life we do get obstacles. So we just take this opportunity to learn from it. And yeah, luckily and I'm fortunate enough to have a great team behind me. So for us, we just work around this and we'll definitely be ready. I mean, what is another year of training? I think you can just use this to get even better. So it's definitely not a disadvantage. And yeah, I'll definitely be ready in 2021.
Gepraat se kampioen en sy is gereed. She is ready.
Absolutely. I mean, I just think that the fact that she's the closest thing we've got to Penny Haynes. And it's wonderful that they're participating in the same events. Sy's nie groot op die 100 meter breaststroke nie, maar so goed gedoen so ver.
She did so well in that as well. 200 meter, I think, is her big one, right?
That's her big one. Yeah. So that she's put in the fastest times in the 100 is absolutely phenomenal. She keeps trying to downplay it, though. Oh, no, this is not my race. Oh,
she's so humble, hey? She's so humble.
Let's go! Breakfast with Martin Bester.
Rise and shine.
Pitch your morning, family.